Welcome to eMemory's 2019 third quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael Ho, Director Ms. Li Jing Chen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Kuo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Hsu, and operation results will be reported by President Dr. Rick Shen. Following management prepared remarks, there will be question and answer session. Please feel free to submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.ememory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation will contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IT business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as shown on page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to eMemory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Hsu. Dr. Hsu, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. At the beginning, I would like to recap our current status. Although reporting financial results not as expected as our original forecast because of impacted by DDI inventory corrections. However, 2019 was a very good year in terms of technology development and customer engagement. Evidenced by our technology adopted by a DRAM maker and the two very leading IDM. We think the worst situation was over and we are seeing momentum picking up on a sequential basis. Thanks to 5G, our core royalty contributors, the application in OLED, driver, and power management IC will see strong growth next year. Plus also the multiple growth drivers such as ISP, DRAM, networking IC already in the pipeline. And the next I would like to invite our president, Dr. Shen, to report our operation results of Q3 and the outlook for the future. Dr. Shen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rick. Thank you for attending eMemory's year 2019 third quarter investor conference call. In today's presentation, I would like to report our operation results of Q3 and the first three quarters of this year, followed by the status updates of our technologies and the future outlook. First, I would like to report our year 2019 Q3 results. Q3 revenue was $337 million NT dollars, and an increase of 6.3% sequentially, and a decrease of 14.4% year over year. The operating expenses of Q3 was $197 million NT dollars, up 5.1% sequentially, and down 3.4% year over year. Q3 operating income increased 8.2% sequentially and decreased by 26.3% year over year. The operating margin of the Q3 was 41.4% with EPS 1.62 NT dollars per share and the ROE at 29.1%. The revenue of the first three quarters of year 2019 was 1,048 million NT dollars, a decline of 2% year over year. The operating expenses increased slightly by 0.9%, while the operating margin decreased by 1.6 percentage points. EPS down by 2.2% to 5.56 NT$ per share, and ROE gained 2.4 percentage points to 33.3%. In the following section, I will break down the revenue contribution by licensing and the royalty. Licensing contribution from Q3 accounted for 30.8% of the revenue, down 1.1% sequentially and 5.1% year over year. Q3 royalty contributed to 69.2% of the total revenue, increased by 10% sequentially, but decreased by 18% year over year. Revenue of the first three quarters of the year 2019 declined 2% year over year, with both licensing and the royalty decreasing by 3.3% and 1.5% respectively. If we break down the revenue by technologies, the results are as follows. For NeoBit, which is mainly used in mature process, licensing revenue increased 30.9% compared to the previous quarter, but down 1.1% year over year, around 35% of licensing. NeoBit is about 76.6% of total revenue, or total royalty. For NeoFuse, which accounted for 46.4% of total licensing revenue for the quarter, down 26.9% sequentially, but up 25.8% year over year. The decline was affected by some license contract postponed to Q4. Its royalty decreased by 2.2% sequentially, but increased 31.4% year over year. NeoFuse contributed to 20.1% of royalty. Our new technology, NeoPUF, has not contributed to royalty yet, but there are ongoing engagement with leading customers. We expect more significant contribution from NeoPUF next year. For NeoEE and the NeoMTP, licensing revenue increased 80% sequentially, but decreased 43.7% year over year. Royalty from MTP was down 28.7% sequentially and 62.9% year over year. The decrease is due to the product transition of one of our fingerprint customers. If we break down the royalty by 8-inch and 12-inch wafers, 8-inch wafers, which accounted for 66.9% of the royalty, decreased 2.7% sequentially and 6.6% year over year. Royalty from 12-inch wafers contribute to 33.1% of the royalty, increased 49.5% sequentially, but decreased 34.2% year over year. Sequential growth is due to two foundries semi-annual royalty payment in January and July. The decline compared to last Q3 was mainly due to DDI customers' inventory adjustment. For the first three quarters of this year, the contribution of the royalty from 12-inch wafers was 30.8%. a decrease of 7.9% year over year. 8-inch wafers contribute to 69.2% of the royalty, an increase of 1.7% year over year. There was a total of 124 product tape-outs in Q3 this year. Our management report, which will be released later today, will provide more information. Next, I would like to address our future outlook. The revenue of October has been reported, which recognizes the royalty revenue from the third quarter of major foundries. The royalty of October from the leading foundry partner increased 27% sequentially, which shows our momentum is picking up along with all foundry partners. We expect revenue to grow on a sequential basis and return to growth in 2020. For licensing fee, we expect new fields and new path will continue to grow as increasing advanced technology platforms and a more comprehensive path related IP portfolios. For royalty revenues, we expect the Olay and the PMIC to have strong growth next year. OLED is mainly due to the higher ASP and our market share gain into the largest Korea panel supply chain. PMIC will grow due to content increase in 5G smartphone and our market share gain into IDMs. New applications like multimedia related products such as CTV, set-top box, surveillance, and ISP, networking, and DRAM will continue to grow our royalty revenue in the coming year. For new application development, NeoPUF has made a distinctive progress in the most advanced process SoC, ultra-low power IoT applications, and embedded flash memory platform. In addition to ISP application, NeoFuse will also be used in CIS process to provide highly intelligent image recognition applications. Contribution by the two developments mentioned above will be seen next year. Lastly, for the new technology development, in addition to the 5-nanometer technology platform, IEREN and the largest IP company cooperation project, we kick off 6-nanometer and the 5-nanometer plus, the so-called N5P technology platform development, at the same pace with our leading foundry partner, our PUF TRNG, a true random number generator, is proved to be the fastest and the lowest power consumption random number generator in the industry. Our current royalty is the result of our past efforts with our customers. Our temporary decline is due to the industry-wide inventory adjustment. We believe our constant development of new technologies and our ability to break through into more applications will keep our company growing in the long run. Thank you again for your patience and the continuous support.
Thank you, Dr. Shen. Now begin the question and answer session. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and we'll reply you in a minute. Please hold on.
Okay, here we got a question from the Andrew Lai from Nomura. The question is, in the page 20, the number of the new license in this year is below historical average. Is there any implication? So here, I think this is a very good question, and it's a good chance for us to make a further explanation. Yeah, here we just list up the contract we signed in the certain specific period. But you know, as you may know, the license contract may cover different kinds of license scope. For example, a license contract with, say, a big IDM, the license scope will cover different technology platform, different process or technology license. But for a small company, small foundry, maybe the license just cover one process. So the numbers of the new license indicates the how many new license contract we signed, but it does not mean the how many process or how many technology customer get licensed. So That is our explanation. So although you see the numbers of new licenses in this year is below average, but what we can say is the license we signed this year, we covers a lot of big IDM companies. Okay, here we got another question from Qiu Yu Kui. The question is, how the revenue mix change between 12-inch, 8-inch and 12-inch wafers over the next 3 years? So, as you can see from our table record and the customer engagement activities, we have more and more customer product usage in advanced nodes, including the 90 nanometer and below. So we expect the 12-inch wafers contribution will become bigger and bigger and take more contribution to our royalty revenues in the upcoming 3 years.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. After collecting the questions, we will reply you. Please hold on.
Okay, here we got another question from Qiu Yu. The question is the DRAM business less profitable than your traditional logic business? What will be the impact on your margins? So I think this is a very interesting question. Yeah, as you know, we are running IP business. We are not running product business. So when we license our technology to, say, a DRAM maker, we collect license fee and we collect royalty when customer move into the production. So for us, once we complete the IP setup in a DRAM process, then the DRAM makers, when they move into the production, they will pay the royalty. As you know that royalty will be collected without any e-memory's engineering efforts. So I think the DRAM business is a very good business for, say, IP vendors because of the huge production volume, and also it is a long life business for the IP. So I don't think that will impact our profit margins.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. After collecting the questions, we will get back to you. Please hold on.
Okay. We got another question from Qiu Yu. He has a lot of questions for us. Yeah, so the question is, can you please give us a more clearly on how you would benefit from increasing 5G penetration? Okay, so as you know that the eMemory's IP is already used in the PMIC and the DDI, the panel display drivers. So for the 5G, we expect a more PMIC content will be adopted in the smartphone. And as we mentioned, the OLED drivers, OLED panel will be more popular. So the increase of penetration in OLED driver will also help to increase our revenue. In addition, the 5G will bring up with more application, especially for the security. So the eMemory's OTP and the POP can help our customers to increase their product security, network security. So the 5G will, for sure, will bring up with more contributions to eMemory's business.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on a webcast window, and you will enter a queue. After collecting the questions, we will get back to you. Please hold on. As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. After collecting the questions, we will get back to you. Please hold on.
Okay, we got another question from Chou Yu. The question is, what is the risk of a new IP solution provider with the superior technology will replace yours? So I think the question is the competition position of eMemory. So I think this is a very good question, and maybe I need to take some time to explain. I think for us, we are IP provider, but frankly speaking, we are a technology provider. We provide memory technology for customers to use. The customers include the foundry, IDM, and the fabless. So for the first thing, technology itself will be very important. So the technology need to be well proven and need to have trail records. So as you know, eMemory provides the OTP MTP solution, which covered more than 400 process platforms across 23 foundry partners. So we already demonstrate the more than 20 million wafers production records. So, and we can provide a very stable IP performance for customers to use in different kinds of product segments. So a technology itself is very important. In addition, whenever new players want to demonstrate its technology, it always takes 2 or 3 years to get their solution ready, and have another 2 to 3 years to demonstrate its solutions appearance. So I think it's very hard to have the new suppliers to get into the market. In addition, I think the technology service is another key factor for the IP providers. As you may know, the eMemory right now we have more than 250 employees, and we can provide the customer the 24/7 service anytime and any place. So the IP business itself is not only we provide technology and we provide service to customers. So maybe if you can check some industry situation, and you can find that the OTP or MTP suppliers is getting fewer and fewer. I think that is a very good evidence to show that it's very hard for a new IP vendor, especially the motor memory IP vendors, to get into the market, because eMemory right now already can perform a very good technology, very good service, and that we can support customers in all aspects.
As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Shi, please proceed.
Okay, thank you all for attending our investor conference. As a company with a wide range of technology platforms, we are confident that our continuous development of technology platforms and the innovations in silicon IP will continue to bring more values to customers and the industries in various applications. We have built up a very high barrier for newcomers and the competitors, and we have a great confidence in the continual growth of the future. Once again, thank you for supporting eMemory. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.